Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 20th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for more sun today, with highs in the mid-70s. At night, it'll be cool again, with lows in the 50s. Our top story, the more state and federal health officials look for a mutated and highly contagious strain of the COVID virus in Florida, the more they're finding it. Even with scant monitoring for evolved strains, federal officials say Florida now leads the country in known cases of the so-called UK variant. That's up from 22 known cases last week. California has the next highest number, with 40 known cases. It's unclear how widespread the variant is in the country. There isn't a lot of analysis being done in the US on known COVID cases to find out how often they are caused by the new mutation. Florida is part of a consortium led by the CDC involving 37 state and local public health laboratories, in an effort to track the variant as it becomes more prevalent. In food news, Miami has extended a program allowing restaurants to expand outdoor seating. It's a way for businesses to serve more tables in the coming months during the pandemic. The city will permit restaurants to maintain seating on sidewalks, repurpose parking spaces, and closed streets. The program was originally set to expire January 31st, but will now run until September 30th. Businesses whose primary use before the pandemic was to serve food are eligible to have more outdoor seating. The additional permissions come with no extra fees for owners. But proprietors must pay for any barricades needed to create a safe outdoor dining space on an unused roadway. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In business, despite a focus on homegrown brands, Wynwood is getting a new trio of national names. Foot Locker, Sweetgreen and bridal shop Grace Love's Lace plan to open by March. The neighborhood's independent vibe comes from street art and small retailers like 1-800-Lucky, The Salty Donut, and Zach the Baker. But Wynwood is also home to several national chains and restaurants, including Warby Parker and WeWork. Attracting independents is still a priority, though. Wynwood has about 400 retailers, and the Wynwood Business Improvement District continues to fill existing and new commercial space with small vendors or, at least, chains that can provide unique offerings. In vaccine news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says all 67 Publix pharmacies in Palm Beach County, along with 7 in Martin County and 2 in Monroe County, will soon offer the COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccines will be offered to people 65 and older and will be available by appointment. The select Publix pharmacies will start taking appointments for COVID vaccinations on Wednesday, and shots will begin to be administered on Thursday. DeSantis said each store will have 100 or 125 shots available per day. The state's weekly vaccine supply relies on the allocations provided by the federal government. This means the number of vaccines that are made available at Publix pharmacies could vary on a weekly basis. And finally, in real estate, a New York couple who paid more than $44 million last fall for a pair of 1930s-era Sunset Island homes wants to replace them with a modern house. The owners have submitted plans to the Miami Beach Design and Review Board to replace the adjacent single-family houses on Northview Drive. The board will review the plans in February. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.